Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
I want you to give him the best from your heart, with everything that makes you who you are. I like us to be very sincere in worship. I like us to be very, very sincere. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. God of Abraham, you're the God of covenant
and faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storm may come and the wind may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn when you speak.
And we bless you from the depth of our heart. We're grateful. We acknowledge you, Jesus. And we thank you. Thank you for your word that is coming in season. Thank you for planting us in this house. For the strategic things you're doing with our lives. We are aware that you are setting us up for greatness. And we ask that tonight, yet again, let your word come upon us like rain. Can I hear that amen again?
Amen.
Let no life lack your proof.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
All right, please be seated. God bless you. I mean, can we celebrate streams of life, please? Thank you. Please be seated. Trust God for a very rich time tonight. In the name of Jesus. All right, there to be a night of multiple instructions.
Yeah.
Now look at it. Let's turn our Bibles, please. Genesis chapter number 17. Tonight, I want to teach you on the topic, encountering God as the El Shaddai. Are you set for that? Encountering God as the El Shaddai. Genesis 17, we'll start reading from verse 1. There are many things that we'll be learning tonight. I trust God to help us get through it. Now look at it. When Abram was 90 and 90, when he was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram. Amen. Who appeared to Abraham? The Lord. And the Lord, there is the word Jehovah. That's the name of God. It's the way the Jews call God. So Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. When Abraham was 90 years old and 9, Jehovah appeared to him and introduced another aspect of himself and said, I am the El Shaddai. Walk before me and be perfect. That's the word there. El Shaddai. Of course, if you write 5 chapters before this Genesis 17, you'd see a journey between God and Abraham. We've been, talking in this direction for a while. And please be observant tonight and listen. Is that okay? All right? Because the word El Shaddai means the multi-breasted one. That's the word El Shaddai. The multi-breasted one. It can also be interpreted the God of all sufficiency. If you look at the Greek, the Greek goddess Diana, all right? Paul met them worshiping Diana, I think, in Athens. One of the symbols, the image used to represent Diana is a woman with multiple breasts. She was regarded to as the goddess of, fertility, of wealth and increase, and so on and so forth. So, God is multi-breasted. Amen. Now, just hold on. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible so you can understand. If a woman, anatomically, how many breasts does a woman have? Talk to me. 2, right? Have you seen a woman with 4? Talk to me now. Have you seen a woman with 6? What about 7? 3, let's go back. 2, that's the ideal. If you see more than that, there's an issue, right? You cry out and say, help me. True or not true? All right? But have you ever thought about the case of women that has four children at once? All right? It means if the 4 of them should go hungry at once, the woman will, thank God for technology that has also helped with breastfeeding. You can express. For those of you who don't know what that means, when you get there, you know what it means. Amen. All right. Except that it's done. But in an unfortunate case, the woman may watch 2 go hungry and wait for a while 2 will drink, then you exchange them. Amen. But God is not like that. Amen. The whole nations of the earth have been drinking. And there is still space for much more. Amen. There's space. So you don't have to wait for, because I'm blessed, I will have to wait for you to enjoy God. And it's turn by turn. No, it's not. We all can enjoy him at once. He's the multi-breasted one. Amen. Nice. Say it again. God is the multi-breasted one. Say again, God is the multi-breasted one. Say it again, is my sufficiency. Now look at the way some of you are saying it. I'm trying to calm down, then we start our session. Is that okay? Now let me ask you a question. When we get to heaven and finally meet Jesus, how do you think we will meet with him? You must have imagined that. The same way a woman has tried to imagine a wedding day, right? You must have imagined how it will look like. Amen? Maybe when Tayo is seeing Jesus, then Pastor Michelle will hold on and say, when it's done, then the way you queue and say, yes, I'm number 5. No. We all have access to, you see, you don't interact with spirit that way. As a matter of fact, is the God who is present everywhere at every time. Same Jesus, someone is encountering him in his room. Same Jesus is saving someone on the street at the same time. Same Jesus is healing somebody of a sickness at the same time. Same Jesus. Alright, I'm saying that so you can understand that actually he's not the multi-breasted one, because all you have access to is just one portion of the breast. You have access to his person. You can drink of wealth, of healing, of breakthrough. Do you believe? So it means if you only have one experience and you don't have the rest, it's your fault. You've not discerned what is in him. Amen. So he said to Abraham, now this is the lesson in Genesis 17 was one of the vital lessons. Because you need to encounter God as the El Shaddai before you can encounter him as the Jehovah Jireh. And I'm going to show you. Amen. See, it has to be clear. It has to be clear in our heart. The issue is that we believe many things because they are taught in church. All right? And we just say, okay, let me just say. But really, your experience is you don't really believe. Our experiences, the options you have in your mind, El Shaddai. Alright? But you will notice that Abraham couldn't walk into this reality unless that he had exhausted himself. What this means is that there are certain parts of God you may never know until you come to the end of your own path that looks like it. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? It is not it. Not El Shaddai. God is. But there are part of you that looks like multiple options. That look like you don't have to call God because you already have your head. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me explain. God is at the end of your options. God is not in between your options. He's not going to limit himself as one of your options. God will be found at the end of your options. Amen? So, when you have options and you say, if this doesn't work, then I'm going to turn to God. Then if God doesn't work, it's too big to be there. He will rather be the only one or not at all. Do you understand what I'm saying? God will rather be the only one or not at all. So there's nothing like once I'm done with this place, then I also check this place. then if those ones don't work, then I will now look up to God. Then whatever he says, is the only one. When you join the word option plus God, is an insult. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the reason why many people never encounter God as this, well, I'll show you what will happen when you encounter God as this, is because you don't get exhausted on time. You don't get exhausted on time. Many people are negatively durable. Negatively durable. That is, on the negative side, they last. They are enduring. It takes a long time for God to now exhaust them. And now they are. You saw what we read last week? When Jacob was finally alone, then the angel came. So it takes a lot, brain, too much sense. Sense is not letting you rest anymore. Even about who to marry, sense. Sense will not kill you. You see? And Abraham was like that. He had too much sense. Sarah said, go into my wife, my maid. Probably God will have a child for us too. And Sarah, you know, your maid, you know, okay, but you said so. Sense. Probably must have been hiring the girl. Amen. Sense. Leave your father's house and your mother's house. Go to a place I will show you. Yes, Lord. Lord, follow me. He actually left with his father's house. Alright? And that's why you see, the moment he left with his father's house, God changed his covenant. He changed it. Go to Genesis 12. Alright? You've seen it? Look at it. Abraham took his... Now, go to verse 1. See what God started with. Are you there? Let me say this to you. By the end of this teaching, somebody should break into a new level. Not just in understanding, but in experience. See, follow. Okay. Please follow. Because that's why I'm very patient, so they can be practical. And if you don't believe what I'm teaching, then watch my life. Okay? Then you can be there. I'll come back and pick you. But we can also move together. So it's your choice. Amen. Now look at it. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy father's country, out of thy country, and from thy what? Kindred. That's families. And from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will shew thee. Alright, we don't have time. I will have gone to Genesis 11 to trace the genealogy so you can see Lot. Alright, because the same father that gave birth to Abraham, Lot was like the son of Abraham's brother. Alright, that's his father's house. Right? So sometimes God says, move into this. Then you try to have something that makes it convenient. You can't have God there. You either obey him totally or not at all. And that's the mindset you must build. Is that okay? He said, look at it. I will make who? Thee. What? A great nation. And I will what? Bless thee. Oh, yes. Is that not a very serious word? Huh? Serious. I will make thee a great nation and I will bless you. Give me New King James. Because the word D may make sometimes look strange. And I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. And in you shall all families of God be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from thence. And Abraham took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all the substance they had gathered, and the souls they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go to the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. All right, I mean, if I'm going to go a bit deeper, I will tell you that when God says, get out of your father's house and your kindred, all right, what God was actually saying is, leave the way Isaac left. But Abraham had not gotten the lesson. He was going to be the object. Do you understand that? He was actually supposed to live with his wife like that. But he had learned the lesson. So you cannot manifest what you had not learned. A time will come that the knowledge of the lesson, of the blessing will become so serious that even a Jacob who tried to steal it will live with a stick and know he's blessed. But an Abraham who is the object but has not learned the lesson cannot live like that. Because he's not learned the lesson. There are many of you that there are things you are doing now. God is accepting, but because you have not learned the lesson. But you have those who have gone ahead of to have learned from. What I'm trying to show you is that the delay was not God. The delay was the load. It wasn't God. And you see, it was loads both physically and he carried too much load. All right, and Abraham took, he took Lot, his brother's son, his wife. Now, look at verse 6. And Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as Terebinth of the tree of Moreh. All right, and the Canaanites were then, were then in the land. Yes, verse 7. Now, look at what changed. And the Lord appeared to Abraham, said, to your descendant will I give this place. What changed there? The agreement has changed. It was no longer in the equation. When you move with Lot, the only part of you that will be useful is your womb. Okay, sorry. So you understand that? Yeah, you just be there to be relevant to give birth. Shall be saved through childbirth. That was what was said about Eve. Do you see that in 1 Timothy 2? You didn't see it. 1 Timothy 2. Go back, go to that scripture. Ah, you don't know. The only thing you'll be living and existing for is give birth, then the covenant can move. Now look at it. 1 Timothy 2 verse 13. Let's go to verse 13 so you can see it. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. Yes, verse 14 now. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into what? Transgression. Yes, 15. Nevertheless, you'll be saved in what? Childbearing. If they continue in faith and love and holiness. So our relevance is only to give birth. You don't know. So by the time you do certain things and the covenant is very authentic, the part of you that just be useful is what procreates. And guess what? Once you are done with the assignment, you are good to go. You are good to go. You can leave anytime. See, you cannot talk about covenant of longevity when you are not staying in purpose. Once you wander out, it's just womb, useful. Give birth to the next one that may have to obey. And the only part God may find to use in four generations may just be their wombs. That's it. If you look at genealogies, you see that many of these names mentioned, what was useful? Womb. So children will come, hopefully they will learn God. What will be useful again? Womb. See. Stay in purpose. Alright? Find God and stay there. Because listen. Say, what is he teaching? Is he concerned to doctrine? You don't know doctrine. Let me show you. Jesus himself came to a tree. It was not the season for the tree to bear fruit. Do you get what I'm saying? When I came from Italy, I told you something. I said there are times God will ask you for what you don't have. If you ask, if that tree and Jesus should enter into the courtroom, the tree will say, I will win this case. Let's go there. This is not the time for me to bear fruit. But you will hear Jesus say, the reason I allow rain fall beyond normal is so you can trap water. You can bear fruit ahead of time. Do you get what I'm saying? God will not cause a demand where there is no provision. Do you understand what I'm saying? I need you to get what I'm saying. Listen. Several times Jesus showed it in his through parables. A man came, planted a tree, came whether he will find food. He didn't see fruit. He said, let's cut it down. He said, please hold on. Let's dig. Do you understand what I'm saying? Fruit bearing is a lot tied to the secret of longevity. It's not doctrine. Show us New Testament. I'll show you. John 15. Follow me there. John 15. Let's start the reading from verse 1. Oh, yeah. I didn't intend to go into all these things before, but... Alright. I didn't intend to go into all these things. Amen. Now look at it. John 15 from verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit. You what? They get away. Is that clear enough? What was it with the rich fool? He had wealth, but he didn't understand the purpose. See, fruit is not money. No. When the resources come, then it's an opportunity to bear fruit with it. Do you understand that? Look at that guy, Joseph of Arimathea. Alright? Why was he blessed? Because a day will come that the significance of the cross will be at stake. Let me tell you this. If he missed that season, it's due for replacement. There's no prayer you can use to tie down a man who is not bearing fruit. There's no prayer. There's no prayer. There's no prayer. Covenant of life. You better make sure that your existence is doing something. Or you just want to hurt human population and all that. Existence must be doing something. With long life, will he satisfy me? And check now, he will also keep his covenant. Are you following what I'm saying here? We can read Psalms 18, a lot of loaded scriptures in Psalms 18. Loaded. I suppose you see that David was bearing fruit. See. Every provisions of God. Money. Call it. Wisdom. Length of days. It's tied to his agenda for you. It's tied to it. See. There are many things people are saying online. People are joking. People joke a lot. God cannot do this. God cannot do that. God cannot do this. You better understand. He himself said, every branch that does not bear fruit, he does what? God can take away. Do you get what I'm saying? He can. He takes away. He wants you to bear fruit. Now, let's continue. And every branch that beareth fruit, he prunes. He dresses. That may bear much fruit. Alright, we are still going to come here. But see, the moment you become a branch that bears fruit, it is God himself that will make sure that you keep bearing fruit because he needs you for his agenda. See, the reason many Christians have not stepped into many things is because they love those things for loving sake. They love them for the glamour. They love them for the beauty. But the moment it is about fruit, it will amaze you. Are you following what I'm saying? How many of you, probably those who are married or those who are in a relationship, when you find a woman, you start trying to talk to her. You say, hello, can I call you by so-and-so time? You want to be polite? You say, I'll be busy. Call me by 9:30. Call, how you doing? This. Are you following what I'm saying? Once that communication is fruitful, she sees that you are sincere. You are going somewhere. Are you following what I'm saying? Both of you have an agreement. You want to marry each other. All right. You see that you don't have to be the one doing the calling. She also calls you. You want to serve God breakfast so that he will place resources in your hands that can gratify loss. You will have to keep pursuing them. Because he discerns your heart before you come. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me say. If your heart becomes about the kingdom, it is God that will follow you with resources. Let me stay with the teaching so I don't deviate. All right. Every branch that beareth fruit, it what? Prunes. That it may bear what? Much fruit. Look at verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Yes. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except abides it where? The vine. Neither can you except you abide in me. Once you tell your neighbor, God wants you to bear fruit. Tell your neighbor again, God wants you to bear fruit. Now look at it. You abide in him to bear fruit. But verse 6 says, if a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into fire and they are burned. And if ye abide in me and my words in you, my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done. Amen. Please look up. What this means is, the moment you become fruit-bearing Christian, many of your logistics is God's issue. What kind of logistics? Security, welfare. It's God's issue. Because you are proven to now be a kingdom asset, not a kingdom dependent. Asset. Your existence counts for much for the kingdom. You are winning souls. You are doing the work of ministry. The work of ministry there is the work of service. That's the word ministry. That's the word diaconia. It's the word service. That is, your life is no longer about personal gratification. It's now poured out for service. Do you understand that? Amen. Let's go back to that Genesis 12 so you can see that. Amen. Yeah. So many people have gotten there that the only part God can now use. So when God says in verse 6, Genesis 12, all right, verse 7. Unto your seed will I give this land. He's saying, see, just be useful and give birth. Then I can start again. And you say, will God start again? Yes. Abraham was not the first guy he called. He called Terah. Do you think Abraham was who God started with? Go to Genesis, all right, 11. Let's go to verse 25. And now lived after he begat Terah 119 years and begat sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abraham and Nahor and Haran. And this generation of Terah, Terah begat Abraham, Nahor and Haran, and Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his naivety, or of the Chaldeans. And Abraham took them wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarah. The name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of father of Iscah. Sarah bare no child. And Terah took, Abraham his son, and Lot the son of Haran, Haran his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law. All right. His son Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from Hor of the Chaldees to go to the land of Canaan. But they came to Haran and dwelt there. So it was not Abraham that received that map to go to Canaan. It was his father, Terah, that received it. But when he got to where? When he got to the land of the Chaldees, he settled. He settled. I can take you on and show you across scriptures that God can finish a subject and begin something new and will not even make mention of it. will not, you just continue like that. It is now left for you to check the ancient landmark. Just continue. Just, if you just start from Genesis 12 and God said to Abraham, another, but somebody started. And that fellow went with Lot and Abraham. So he settled. If I can take this a step, there are very deep stuffs, I will tell you. See, are you ready to learn? When God has given you the privilege of multiple instructions to do more than one thing, don't settle for part of it. Pay the price to do everything. Because you may not understand the timing to do either of them differs. And once you're done, you're done. All right? Just maintenance ration. Are you aware in the kingdom there are different kinds of ration? There's maintenance ration. There's productive ration. Are you aware? Yeah. Just receive enough supply to keep you alive. Enough supply for existence. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. You will not just exist.
Amen.
Say that amen again loud and clear.
Amen.
You will not just exist.
Amen.
Please be seated. All right. See, can I talk to you? Are you sure? The moment you have made your life about satisfaction, eat in plenty, what you are settling for is maintenance ration. Enough to eat, drink, marry, give birth, and die for as long as life permits you. You have wired yourself out of the system to say, this is a tree with a fruit. Prune him to bear much more. Your life must be about service. Your life must be about service, kingdom service. Your life must be wired around it. Your life must be, and see, all this attempt of the devil. And that's why more than ever before, many of us, all right, must be involved. Are you following what I'm saying here? In taking the mountain of the media. Because listen, the way that mountain works, the wisdom of that mountain is loudness of your voice. Your voice must be loud. It is the one whose voice is heard. If you allow the devil to speak, people will think the devil's opinion is all that exists. Are you following what I'm saying here? God has given you a voice. Put it there. There are many wrong things going on there. We cannot afford to. See, recently I've been poking things. People will come and drag me. All right. Yaba left, carry my matter, just grill. Let's say, if you've not started, we'll poke these things. Are you following what I'm saying here? I released a post about gambling. That is destroying the lives of people. People came out. One even said, I can give you, is it three or something short or something? I say, you don't understand. You are in trouble. You may not be in it yet, but you are already in the process. Are you following what I'm saying here? I received many, many, many messages. Somebody said, as I speak now, I'm owing 19 million naira. Are you following what I'm saying? 19 million. Why? All right. I think myself and my wife were listening to a testimony. A guy went, what a testimony. He went to borrow money in a microfinance bank. He borrowed about 350,000. Just, all right. Above where he borrowed that money is a betting shop. So that thing just said to him, this 350,000 can become 10 million. That's how it works. That's how it works. It's a wrong spirit. You want to reap where you didn't sow. Amen. So he said, well, go and pick. You know, you see the World Cup final. Many people have died on their seats. Up to this score. Moko. See? Those of us who have nothing to lose, just say, so, right, support somebody for supporting sake. Whether either of them win, we sleep well. And are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. So the guy went to play bet with the old money. When the money was remaining, I think about 6,000. He went to take that loan because he needed to pay the house rent and pay school fees. Are you following what I'm saying here? So when the money was remaining about 6,000, somebody said to him that since you still want to play more, I can buy your phone for 9,000. A very good phone. So he said, never. So when he exhausted the 6,000, and he said, today I must eat these guys too. So he said, okay, the phone. So that one gave him, that one didn't even have the 9,000. That one said, take 6,000 first. So when he played, that one went to look for 3,000 too hard. So when he played and the money was remaining 1,000, he went to buy beer. Then he and that one still shared. So we talk about these things that it will destroy your life. The media will, don't mind them. It's the church. It's the, all these pastors. Bishop Oyedepo, flying private jet. Okay. You will soon learn. But we have to lend our voice. Are you following what I'm saying here? The fact that they drag some of us is a proof that we need to say it again and again. See, if you're not used to dragging, you can't be an apostle. What's your problem? Apostolic ministry is just sitting down, all is well, everybody's at peace with you. No, you will poke something. And you see, we may look calm and all that, but we are dangerously rugged. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, yes. You are done doing this, we put another one again. Let's say, And then we keep adding the same results. Why are you doing that? When somebody has injury, you are hard, you put iodine, there's peppery, add some more. As you keep adding this healing with time, you no longer feel the pain. Learn more voice. Are you following what I'm saying here? Bear fruit. Bear fruit. Tell your neighbor, be a fruit-bearing Christian. You're a fruit-bearing Christian. Tell your neighbor again, be a fruit-bearing Christian. Your life should not be about you alone. Can I take you some steps further? Okay. Let's go back to that. Genesis 12. So God has called you out. Don't settle. Don't settle. Is that okay? Don't settle. You can't do a lot with Lot. Lot describes the sentiment of your father's house. The sentiment of your father's house. That's Lot. Lot is the stronghold of your father's house. Lot's father died. So it was more like a family custom for everyone to carry Lot. But no, that's not a prophetic custom. When God calls you alone, he's called you out first. Until you are a blessing, you can't really be a blessing. You see? So you have to find God. Then now begin to... Okay. So how did the same God who was saying, I will bless you, suddenly start talking about his seed? Suddenly just his seed. Just talk about his children, what he will be able to do. Alright? With his children. But you see Genesis chapter number 13. Very soon when you move with Lot, Lot will strive with you. Lot will be your friend at the initial stage. But Lot will compete with your environment. Lot is like a weed. It will compete with the nutrient for sons. If you look throughout the life of Abraham's ministry, one of the things he couldn't do with Lot, when that Lot was separated, another Lot came, Ishmael. He couldn't help it. It became a custom. And you see it in Joseph's life too. He had Lot. Jacob. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? Now look at it. Let's start Genesis chapter number 13. Let's start from verse 1. Let's start from verse 1 so we can have contextual. Then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all they had, and Lot with him to the south, yes. And Abraham was very rich in livestock and in silver and in gold, yes, 3. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, to the place where he stands had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai. And to the place of the altar, which he made there at first. And there Abraham called the name of the Lord. Yes, 5. Lot also went with Abraham. Had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together. For their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. Yes. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock, the Canaanite and the Perizzite that dwelt in the land, yeah? And Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren, yeah? Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me And if you take the left, then I will go the right. If you go the right, then I will go the left. And Lot lifted his eyes and saw the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So where he saw was a potential place of destruction. Like the garden of the Lord. Like the land of Egypt as you go towards Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east. And they separated from each other. Alright. They separated. God will separate you from Lot. I say again, God will separate you from Lot. Now, look at verse 14. Something happened. No, let's go to verse 13. Okay, verse 14. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him. Are you seeing that? There are certain things God wants to say, but he wants you to drop the backup plan. You don't sound like you're listening. Do you understand that? The moment Lot separated, God spoke. Lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, westward. Yes? For all the land which you see, I will give you then your descendants. Now it's no longer just your womb. You too. You think this is a coincidence? You don't know God. He will just move on like nothing and it's left for you to know. Sometimes God is saying something and now he's quiet. Saying other things like he never said those ones. What is the Lord? Drop it. He will speak again. Are you following? How didn't God say? No, it means what is useful now is not just your loins. You too. And you keep moving with Lot. So since it's about your seed, once you have them, you are good. I want to say some things, but they are sensitive. The picture of some parents and their children is a picture of the fact that at certain point, God saw the only part I can now use is the womb. You can see the children become much more. Parent, a total departure from it. It doesn't matter what you are boasting of now. It will become nothing the moment God moves on. It will become nothing. You better learn to depend on this God and honor. Are you following what I'm saying? Now that you feel you are young, you will not be this young forever. If you are fresh, you will not be like this forever. Don't give God reasons to prove to you that you are nothing without him. Are you seeing that now? The moment, let's go back to that verse. Is it 13 now or 14? 14. All right, quickly. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now. Lot was not allowing you to see. Lift up your eyes now. You know, sorry, we can look at this in parallels of ministry. Because when you are seeing the congregation of Lot plus your congregation, you feel, we are many. Separate. Then now look. Just when you feel you are scanty, then. Some of you are in ministry, you are taking pictures from an angle that makes you look double in size. Lift up your eyes now and look. Amen. Do you understand? Some boyfriends are Lot. Let me tell you. You've stopped following the promises of God because you know this guy will be great. They say I'll be the wife of a great. So you don't. You see? But Lot, if truly you are a child of God, it will separate Lot. It will. See, the family has money. The wife of a rich man is not necessarily a rich woman. It can be a poor wife of a rich man. True or not true? You must find God for yourself. Some have developed strategies to marry into a rich family. Lift up your eyes now and look. So whenever anything becomes lot, your sukkah, God says jump. You pack pillow and say, I'll fall on them. No. It doesn't work that way. Fall. Trust in Him. It will carry you. It will carry you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes it happens. I'm telling you. People just calculated. Ah, yeah. If I marry this kind of person. Yeah. Just when you think everything is getting sweet. Particularly when God is interested in showing you that I am your sufficiency. But if you don't allow God to show you and you decide to go with Lot, then the only part that is useful is your womb. In fact, the danger of that is that you give birth to children that the mentality in the family is not needed to raise. Of course. The journey will have to start again. Leave your father's house. That's what happens. You don't know. It can't work. God will know now that you didn't follow me, so do you have what it takes? You have somebody else will have to go and train them. No. You don't know this God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh, yes. I'm telling you. He will need another mindset that has aligned with Him. It is important that Moses are raised in the palace. Let me just leave it there. All right. Spirit of Life Church. God wants to bless you. I'm telling you. He wants to. He wants to. Amen. He wants to. What is the definition of the blessing? Anything, good or bad, that leaves you with God as your finality. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. So how do you stay blessed? No matter what you have, ask God, have God as all. That's how. Yes. That's the blessing. Because you say, why is this a blessing? So, you know, many of you still feel that once God is your only succor, you feel He's not good enough. You are not saying it, but deep in your heart. Look, check. You'll see you actually feel so. Because you don't really believe that God is good. You don't really believe that God is good. Are you following what I'm saying? You don't really believe. Amen? That's the fact. That if God collects, God, somehow by His intervention, something that looks lucrative, and He says, trust me. None of you believe that that's you signing up for suffering. No. You are signing up for something you could not have gotten there. God is good. He is. There's no faith without this knowledge. He is good. Please be seated. It's good. See? Let me tell you something. There are 48 usage of God El Shaddai in the Bible. And you know, one of the shocking things I found was that about 30 of those 48 usage was to accredit something evil to God. How do you say the multi-breasted one has killed all my children? Knowledge deficiency. That's what many people are doing now. The God of all sufficiency has made me broke because He said I should wait on Him. The God of all sufficiency has made things scarce because He said I should go through this path. If God says you go through that path, it's the path of blessings and prosperity. That's the truth. And I've shown you that your duration in the wilderness is not something God pre-planned. Alright, it is until you know that man should not live by bread, but by His word. The moment you know that, you are ready. Whatsoever it is, He wants you to learn. So, how quick are you learning? It's up to you. Don't come out and about delay. There's no reward for it in heaven. That's the truth. The moment you know that, you understand that all these people you are trying to intimidate with process. Your process was custom made for you. Both your obedience and your stubbornness, period. Believe it. Are you following what I'm saying? So our process are not the same because our mind, our heart posture is the same. So, how can an engineering student come and start bragging about to a medical student that our process, you see, what he went through is custom made for you? Lord, please be seated. Are you following? So quit saying the hell shall die is pleased for me to be down. The hell shall die. You are speaking like Naomi. You're speaking like what's her name now? Anna. Who said, God has restrained me from having children. Amen. The Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are. Meaning that you don't have to run to possess. See. You don't have to jack to get the Japa reward. See, if you move to any country under the same open heavens, it's just changing currency, but the same level you are in respect to our economy is the level you are in respect to the economy. What you feel is the economic difference, not the supply of heaven. Is what America has given or what UK has given, not what God has made out of a man. Yeah. Country notwithstanding, you just experience what the government is doing differently. So even while you are there and you are seeing hero, you are seeing all those things, you submit for what God can give. Tell your neighbor, from where you are, from where you stand, what can you see? So somebody is in Ibadan and he's seen 20 years. Because if you understand this, you are not just seeing space, you are seeing time. Alright? Because Abraham also saw space and rejoice. You are seeing time. You are seeing old age. And being useful. Being relevant. So, this is not the kind you see when you turn around. No. From where you are, what do you see in his mind? Oh, yes. So when he says, look up, all right, lift up your eyes now and what? Look, watch. Please be seated. Look at Ezekiel 33:7. Now some of them have set you as a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear the word from my mouth. So a watchman sees his thoughts, his words. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, I think I was sharing this story. I don't know if it was with Lagos Church on Sunday. I heard the story from Lester Sombell. I was sharing a meeting on Sunday night. I don't know whether it was Lagos Church also. He went to pay Smith Wigglesworth. He went to pay him a visit. Lester Sombrell was just 25 years old. Smith Wigglesworth as at then was about 84, 85 or thereabout. And when Smith Wigglesworth opened the door, very tall man, and he looked and saw Lester Sombra holding a newspaper. A young boy in the vicinity coming to see the old man of God who is his friend. You know, just where do you guys relate? And Smith Wigglesworth looked at him with the newspaper in his hand, shut the door. Then he opened it again. Say, you drop the paper. Drop the newspaper in his hand. So he dropped the newspaper. Then he said, now you can come in. Then Spitugusuwa said to him that no one enters my house with a lie. That's how much those men defended their hearts, their faith. Some of you are too careless about what you see. So when God says, look around, what do you see? You are seeing disaster, problem. If you are going to enjoy what God has for you, you must choose what enters your heart. All right? Are you following what I'm saying here? You guard your heart with all diligence. Out of it flows what? The issue of life. There are many people who cannot even see what God wants them to see. That's why he said more than you can ever think or imagine. Because they will limit him. They will limit him. Because, listen, you can be a victim of what is scarce in your environment. If money is what is scarce, once you have some change, that's your definition of success. You see, what God wants to give you is not what is missing in your fathers. It's not just that. Do you get what I'm saying? Hey, go back to that scripture. Tell your neighbor, lift up your eyes now and look from where you stand. Lift up your eyes now and look. Alright? Don't go and borrow a ladder where you stand. He can show you what he wants to show you from where you are. In that same room where you are still squatting. In that same place where things are not fine. In that same place where they are asking you for NEPA bills. From where you are. 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 And if you are going to get out of where you are, it will be a function of what you have seen from where you are. Where you move to next from where you are is what you have seen. If not, you keep being where you are. From where you are. Do you understand this?
Yes,
listen to this. If you hold on to where you are for long, longer than you should, because listen, the reason why you have to look from where you are more, so you can be tired. The moment you decide to hold on, my vision, you will live on it for long. Till you are tired. Do you understand? That's why sometimes I pity Christians. I'm like, what's your problem? There's a kingdom practice. There's something we do. Say, giving first fruit, 1.something million, is too much. You will live on it. You will live on it. It's simple. You will have to. You will spread it. You will. The only result you'll be seeing are things that your brain can give. Your wisdom, your ability, your gyration, your... See, when you are now exhausting, because we are still going to El Shaddai. When you are now done all those things, you are tired. God will now come. Say, are you tired? I can wait 20 more years. I can wait 20 more years. Are you tired? Say, 90 and 9 years old. Okay. Now, listen. I am the multi-breasted one. Walk before me. What you need is me. Not all those places you are. Walk before me. If your way please me, even when they are your enemy, I'll make them at peace with you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, listen, sit down. Let me show you something. See, if you miss the Kairos moment to separate from Lot, the moment you miss the moment to... Who is a dangerous Christian? The one that God can no longer interrupt. The moment God can no longer interrupt, change your schedules and change what you're doing. It means you can go till you go and collide with something headlong and end it. Lift your hand. Say, God, please interrupt me. Interrupt me. Say it again loud and clear. Say it. Don't leave me to myself. Oh, yes. Amen. Please be seated. See, you underrate self. I can't say you overrate the devil. It depends on your theology. But you underrate self. Because self is the kingmaker that made Lucifer become devil. So, even when the devil is not your matter, you yourself being on your own matter is strong enough. Yes, no. Or was it which devil came to tell him that? Go and convert after those things. Yourself. Are you following what I'm teaching you? Are you learning something? Tell your neighbor, don't miss the Kairos moment to separate from Lot. Say it again. Say it again loud and clear. Yes. Let me give you an instance. If a woman conceives in February, she's likely going to give birth in November, right? Meaning that you can count 9 months after conception. The baby is expected. If you delay conception, you delay manifestation. That's how it works. Do you understand what I'm showing you? Once you delay conception, you delay what? Manifestation. There's nothing anybody can do to help you. Once you delay conception. So many people hold on to Lot, romance Lot, for long. But just when you are tired, there is a word God wants to say to you. Praise God. That's when you are tired. Ask your neighbor, when will you be tired? Ask your neighbor again, when will you be tired? Ask your neighbor again, when will you ever get tired? You don't look like someone that gets tired. You like can go on and on and on and on in rebellion towards God. Ah. May you not have that nerve. Praise God. Now, sometimes I hear some very, very horrible stuff. Like, I know God has been saying this to me, but I'm delaying because you are delaying. And you are saying it. It means that you don't answer on time. See, the issue is that you feel once you are ready, is ready. That it is your readiness that, are you seeing that level of pride you've arrogated to yourself? Your readiness doesn't make him ready. He's ready at the Kairos moment. That at this moment in time, the heaven is open for this to be done. What happens when you miss it? You wait for the next cycle. Sometimes the cycle is how long did it take for you to get there? Countdown again. Okay. God says, make this sacrifice. Says, then you feel, oh God. That's why many people are offended at God. Many Christians are angry. Say, but I did it. But did you do it when he said it? Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me say this to you. There are certain things that God says to you that they are supposed to be privileges on your part. The way you should receive them is, oh God, I'm privileged. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, when I have meetings, I have people that drive and we have good time, go for the meetings. Probably if I'm flying, then I fly. And if someone says, sir, I would have desired to spend time with you and just to learn, then I ask, can you drive? Says, yes. Take the key. We're driving to so and so. We're driving to Lagos. And the fellow say, sir, it will be stressful. The first thing that happens is, who are you? Thought you needed the access. So hold on. Somebody's saying, oh God, by this time next year, I want to begin to lend to nations. Then God says, don't just give first fruit. Multiply it. Say, it will be stressful. You desire for things. But when it gets to your commitment, meanwhile, your commitment can't, it's even the grace of God that honors that commitment to make the result come. Oh, it's not trade. It's not like you are giving this. Are you following what I'm saying? You're not buying what God is giving. But you just want to see a man who trusts him. And say, what will I use as transport to work? It's like, what are you talking about? You ask for things you have no revelation about. So many of the things God demanded from many of us, they are sacred trust. God was beginning to see you as a son or a daughter. He could be convenient around. But you called him a thief. Or you sometimes you are not calling him a thief, you are just calling him a father who doesn't care. You shouldn't go. The moment you say, what will I do? What will I spend? You are saying, God, you didn't calculate, you should know. That's what you are saying. You didn't check. Now you should have, if you were thinking, if you are in your right mind, you should have calculated and know. Alright, when are you in a Kairos moment? When he says it, do it. The heaven is open then. The same obedience will not always carry the same economic value. Not always. I mean, the same instruction. Are you following what I'm teaching you here? Oh. Listen. Don't live by your common sense. See, anytime, anything the devil fights, that's what gets the job done. Anything the devil leaves is useless. So one of the ways you need to, if you don't even know what to do, go and check the principles that the devil is fighting in the body. They're powerful. Powerful principle. It's fighting church attendance. You don't have to go to church. Serve God in your mind. All pastors are scams. Really? You don't know what you're talking about. Are you following what I'm saying here? Listen. Tell yourself again. From where I stand, I can see what God is doing next. From where you stand. Listen, when this happens, there's something that you will now have that is a proof of faith. It's called joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Yes. Because there are certain emotions that should go with the reality of your level. But because you have seen. Hey. Why are you down? I'm broke. You see, you've not seen. People can look at your mood and tell what's different. You've not seen. That's the truth. You've not seen it. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I'm telling you, by the grace of God, in all humility, I walk in this. If there's anything that can make me feel down, it has to do with the kingdom. We have people with us in it. You can't tell. Can't tell. I shared the story with you. Bought a new car. Brought the car right a while back. I was going for a meeting, so I wanted to drive the car immediately. As they brought the car, I said, let's go. It's a side walk. There's nothing like we are buffing. You know, we were buffing, the car. Let's start walk. Got to where I was going, called my wife at night. Because I was just talking to God. It was like I was bragging. And the brag was not that we bought a new car. The brag was that this is not our God. And you know God. That if you ask it to go now, if you say I should drop it here for the pastor of this place, it is gone. It's not. Do you get what I'm saying? The reason why you have to be trusting God for prosperity is also for people like us. That God can instruct at any time we obey. Do you get what I'm saying? I shared the story with them in Lagos. I was in the meeting. A girl shouted. And sincerely, as she shouted, let me look for this. I wanted to know this girl. I want to give her 100,000. But could it be that the Holy Ghost must have said, shout again? Yes, sir. Yes. But I looked around. I didn't see the girl. And that girl may come for that meeting trusting God for something. There's no way you can tell me that the Holy Ghost didn't know I wanted to and he will not make effort to make her known. Build a life that is consistent with doing what he says. See? Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh, Naaman, go to Jordan. I've gone once. Go again. Twice. Go again. Three times. Go again. Don't say, I've done. Whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. That's how the miracle comes. That's how it comes. You follow? Please be seated. Do you know the life of Lot? Do you know the life of Lot? The life of Lot is that they'll check. That place is green. That's the life of Lot. Pursue greener pastures. The blessed stay where God says they should stay. Sometimes greener pastures are not blessed. They're just greener. It's simple. Are you following what I'm saying here? The blessing is not where looks green. The blessing is where his instruction is. Meanwhile, if the instruction is towards a place that also looks green, then it's much more. Do you get what I'm saying now? Uh-huh. So it is not like God will always say, mm-mm. He can also instruct that place. You understand what I'm saying? But make sure it is God saying it. You might have toiled through the night. He says, go to the right, there are fishes there. So that's it. Jesus demonstrated this again and again and again. Go and bring the first fish. Open them out. It means by the economy with which you function, we cannot be trapped. What I need is what he's saying. If he says it, there's something there. That's it. Amen. So what is God saying? That's the tool. Not just looking is not, see. Let's go back to that Genesis 13. Please be seated. Genesis 13. Is it verse 7 now? Genesis 13. Quickly, quickly. And Lot lifted his eyes and saw the plain of Jordan. Oh, very nice. And it was well watered everywhere. In brackets. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Meaning that if he had seen with the sight of God, what he would have seen would be ruins. There are times everybody is running towards somewhere, but you look at it, just have peace. But he saw the way it's been seen. He saw the way it's been seen. And those were part of the mentality of his father's house that God made Abraham to be away from. Because they always settle anywhere that looks cool. Like Tara settled with the Chaldees. That's how they always settled. That's why God led him out. Because Abraham too would have settled. Are you following what I'm saying now? Sometimes you are moving with believers, they look nice and all that, but when something happens to them, they settle on time. They are Lord, separate. Yes. It was well watered. Everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Like the garden of the Lord. The place looks like God is there. Like the land of Egypt. As you go towards Zoar. Yeah. Look at it, verse 11. And Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan. Don't choose for yourself. Don't choose for yourself. Don't choose for yourself. And, alright, there are different layers to these things. I can tell you more. Probably if I was talking with ministers, because sometimes we speak wisdom among them that are mature. I'm not talking about, sometimes you just have people who can be offended. But it doesn't matter. Let me share a few things with you. Is that okay? Let me damn all those things. Let me just say a few things with you. Sometimes, when God says, this is not your husband, and you say, but he looks well watered, you don't know the fellow that will run mad in 10 years' time. He's well watered, but he's going to run mad. He'll be insane. He's 10 years, he's speaking alcohol. He's speaking occultism. He will use your head. Well, you don't see it. Don't go where it is well watered. Go where God shows you by inspiration. Abraham never looked until God said, look. You know what that means? It means even after Lord chose, he didn't choose. He didn't choose. He didn't choose. He could be moving. He could go. God now said, Abraham, look right, left, everywhere you can see. He didn't choose. He didn't choose. Sometimes you are choosing for yourself, but you don't know in bracket. What is in bracket? You can't count God with this common sense. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. Even when it comes to ministry, you don't just look and say that place. No, God has to instruct. God has to instruct. We're starting Sphere of Light Abuja, not because Abuja is a, are you following what I'm saying? Yes. There's an agenda.
Yes, sir.
He says, I'm sending you there to raise the next functionaries in Nigeria. So I know that there's a way to enter into a place where you want to raise functionaries. Don't receive instruction. See, don't take somebody else's instruction as strategy. Mm-mm. Instructions are person specific. Some things are not strategies. They are where? What? Instructions. They're not. They're instructions. Go there. Yes, Lord. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I will tell you, as we set our heart to obey the instructions, God now began to say many things. Now began to say many things. There are things I will do with you in Kano. There is a reason I allow you to grow up in the north. There are things we will take back there. Are you following what I'm saying? And God said, he said, go there when the heat is high. That's when you should walk into that place. A few nights ago, God came to me and told me, he said, the cycle of my operation in Abuja is not complete. He said, it's not complete. He said, so I need this. And I said, oh, yes, Lord. Don't think, the moment you are done with NYC, this is the next logical thing to do. Wait till he comes and say, all right, stop following logic. Follow his instruction. Understand what I'm saying? Please be seated. All right. Lord chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lord journeyed east, and they separated from each other. So a year after separation, Lot was still richer. You see, I've told people, Daniel requested of Arioch, all right, the head of the chamber guys attached to, that they will take pulse, vegetable and water. Because the king already has a portion. There's a way they should not come before the king looking ramshackled. Amen. There are many things there. You start standing before kings. The economy, just for standing there alone, requires that you are located certain things. Both Daniel and those who are not Daniel, they all ate of the king's portion, just for being worthy to stand before kings. Do you understand what I'm saying? God will place you before kings. You didn't get that statement. Do you understand what I'm saying? The moment you walk with God to a point where God can now trust you with access to kings, there are things that, just because you are here already, they are yours. Because there's a way to come before kings. Yes. May you begin to stand before kings. Please be seated. Amen. Okay. So they journeyed and separated from each other. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan. And Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent, even as far as Sodom. Yeah. Right, but the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Yeah, and the Lord said to Abraham, "Is after Lot had separated from him." All right, let's go to verse 15. For all the land which you see, I give you and your what? Descendant. Oh, God has not been speaking to me about me now. Check. Is there Lot? All right. So you can go on and on and trace the story of Abraham till another time came. The wife advised this girl, she's good, she's that. He carried that same Lot again. God was quiet for another years. All right? And God was just quiet. Give birth to problem. Let me tell you this. I've said this again and again. I went through wahala. Can you follow what I'm saying? Yes. See, I'm going to be very blunt with you. There are people that we should still share robust relationship today that we don't share relationship because I didn't hear God and I asked the person out as a single person. Oh, yes. Don't stop lying that it was God, but it didn't work. You didn't hear it look well watered. Admit. You get what I'm saying? I went through that crisis. And I went through several times and I look like a fool. Every time you are not submitting to God, you will bet Ishmael. I shared this story with you. I was asking someone out. And you know, you too, you know, as you were saying it, you knew that. And you know this is not God. You were still dropping your manifesto, you know this is, but you know, I've started what I'm saying. I must commit to it till the end. And if I'll find a way out. See. Oh, you are looking as if you don't know what I'm talking about. Hey! But many of you are not dishonest. I knew it was not God. She went home rejoicing. I went home weeping. Oh God. Stop settling because it looks well watered. Are you following what I'm saying here? They get betting problems, Ishmael. Ah. Slept with that girl. If you study the story of Ishmael, the moment she became pregnant, the girl became rude to Sarah. Sarah maltreated her. She ran out. Do you get what I'm saying? Look at this story. She ran out. The moment she ran out, she went to the wilderness. She was thirsty. The angel of God came down and said to her, Hagar, go back and submit to Abraham. Why? Oh God. And I teach you a few things. Listen, though, that the child is Abraham's seed doesn't automatically mean that even the person carrying the child in the womb is safe. You must bear Abraham's seed in the atmosphere of the blessing. Go back there. There's something about this seed with that house. So there's a sphere around Abraham. Go back. And that was the justice of God there. Because Sarah maltreated her. So it was a way to God to be just. So go back there. And she went back there. She encountered another problem. No, she was thirsty. Angel of God said, go back. But now when she was with the child and she was thirsty, God caused her to have water. Not because of her, but because something that belonged to Abraham is here. Let me tell you something. Don't just do it and run. Certain things must be bettered in certain atmospheres. Hey, didn't get it. Are you following what I'm saying? You don't understand it. It was now the cry. The angel said, the cry of this child. Is this the scripture? Right? Submit yourself. Please take me back again. All right? When the angel heard the cry, can you run me through it? Can I trust you to do that? All right. And the angel of the Lord found her by the fountain of water wilderness, all right? On way of shore, yes? And said, hey guys, Sarah's maid, whence comest thou? Where would thou go? All right? I flee from face of my mistress, yes? God said to her, return to your mistress, submit yourself under her hands. Yes. And the angel of the Lord said to her, I will multiply your seed. Are you seeing that for Hagar, what was useful was the womb?
Yes.
That's the level many people are. Your seed. Except that it shall not be numbered for multitude. Yes. So she was in the state of an Abraham with Lot. What that means is, you, a child of God, that God has given certain promises, but move to what you not move with. The level you will be with is the level of the hidden. Are you following what I'm saying? Who carry the potential of the blessing also? It's just potential. All right. Said, Behold, with a child thou shalt bear a son, shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard thy affliction. It was justice here. He has heard thy affliction. 12. All right. He will be a wild man. His hand will be against, look at it. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of his brethren. I mean that they will not be able to get him off their face. Amen. They will not be able to. You'll be a wild man. Yes, look at verse 13. And she called the name of the Lord that spoke to her, God sees me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Yes, verse 14 now. Wherefore, the well was called Belariot. All right, behold, drink at this. There was another encounter after this. Are you following? Amen. Bet, go back. Bet this guy in the presence of Abraham. There's something about Abraham that is not just about his name, but even for those who are in his sphere, in his environment, in his vicinity. If Abraham is not able to counsel you, just stay in that sphere. There's an economy in the sphere. If you get offended, Abraham, and say, I came to him for counsel, he couldn't counsel me. Think about the sphere. What the devil does is to narrow your eyes to something and then snatch your inheritance. Please be seated. Are you following me? Oh God. All right. Now, fast forward to Genesis 17. After Abraham had done all these things, how do you see a man, right, give birth in his old age? And God still says, this is not the promise. This is not the promise. This is your own common sense. And when Abraham was what? 99. The Lord. You know, we've seen God appearing. He appeared to Jacob when he was alone. He appeared to Abraham when Lot had separated. He appeared to him now when his physical advantage had left. 99. Do you know what a 99-year-old man looked like? Do you mind his physical advantage has separated? Then, God always shows up after a separation. Are you following what I'm saying? The Lord, Jehovah, appeared to Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, I am the Almighty God. I am the El Shaddai. What you are asking for, there are multiple channels of breast for them. All you have to do is to walk before me and be perfect. Yes, verse 2. When God introduced himself to him, that he said, and I will make my covenant between me and you. Have you seen that? Between you will be relevant between me and you. And I will look at it, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Pastors know when God has stopped talking about you, and he's not talking about the ministry. It's not a good thing. And I will multiply you exceedingly. Because the danger of talking about the ministry is that many people can do it. 3 now. Alright? And Abraham fell on his face. Something happens when your advantage is gone. Brokenness. And God talked with him, saying, yeah? Continue. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you. and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name anymore be called Abraham. But your name shall Abraham. But your name shall be called what? Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made you. Yes. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations out of you. And kings shall come out of you. Not just out of your loins. You are useful. And I will establish my covenant between me and you. And your seed after you. In their generations. For an everlasting covenant. To be a God to you. And to your seed after you. And I will give unto you and your seed and after you the land wherein you are a stranger. Now he's talking about land. All the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. Yes. And God said to Abraham, you shall keep my covenant, therefore. And your seed after you in their generations. Yes. And this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every man child shall be circumcised. Oh God. Any covenant you claim to enjoy without understanding the seal is not really yours to enjoy. You can listen to this. You can participate by being in a sphere, but the riches is not yours. You get what I'm saying? Why didn't God give him this instruction earlier? They're not ready. It takes an uncircumcised man to give birth to uncircumcised generation. That's it. They're not ready. And if you look at the genealogy of Ishmael, they spread like... Look at that. Trace that genealogy. They gave Israel problems, sir. Serious problem. Ah! Until now, we are still having problem. Still having problem. You can decide to say your mistakes are inconsequential. It depends on what you carry. Let's see. Mistakes, inconsequential. Don't you know that the same grace that amplifies you will amplify the mistake? Even the devil doesn't like people who are not weighty to make mistakes like that. Just like to toy with them. Well, you become something. Just a little deviation from covenant. Praise God. What are the covenants you enjoy? What are the tokens that seals them? Seals of covenant. So at 99, when God says, go and be circumcised. So he said, oh, what am I even doing before? Oh yeah, let's go. And all the males in his house. Take away their fault. Do you know what circumcision is? He said, this shall be a token of covenant betwixt me and you. Alright? He that is born in your house. And God began to give instructions. Listen to this. When God moves from promise to instruction, you are doing something right. Do you get what I'm saying? When God moves from promises to instructions, then he can trust you. When it is still promises and he's not saying this is your heart, ask him questions. But when he moves from promises to instructions, then he can now trust. So the question is, what are the instructions? What are the instructions? What are the instructions you are running with? My Father and my God, help me. See, you don't go big to obey instructions. You obey instructions to increase. So when I become big, when I become great, then I'm going to be giving my tithe. You never get there. I'm going to begin to do this now. Be committed from where you stand, from your level. Oh, Jesus. All that God is waiting for to introduce you to multiple chambers of himself is for you to come to the end of yourself. Are you following me? It's for you to come to the end of yourself. He's waiting for a surrender. Surrender. Like your boss would say, Baoluma Sue. When will you be tired? This is your common sense. This is your smartness. When will you be tired? So if you study the story of the blessing, you see they all battle with the same problem. The same problem. Their head. That's what everybody who should walk in the blessing battle with you. Same problem, their head. Too smart. Joseph, I'm sorry, Jacob, the same problem. Isaac, the same problem. He too lied that his wife is not his wife. The father too lied. Same problem. Too much brain. But it doesn't land anyone anywhere. It doesn't land anyone anywhere. Whenever God gives you instruction, he's committed to it. And then hear amen to that. So look at the book of Matthew 5. All right, as I tie this up. Matthew 5. Are you there? All right, Matthew 5. Matthew 5:3. Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. Come on, you didn't read it again, loud and clear. Now, look at this. Is it amplified now, a message? Yeah. You've seen this, but look at it again. Look at it. No, give me message. Look at it. Yes, can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. You are blessed when you are at the hand of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God in this room. So the El Shaddai start where you die. That's it. El Shaddai, it starts where you die. And you die, the El Shaddai start. And this is the reason why many people, listen. Let me tell you this. Set your heart. Are you following me? That my life will not be about me. See, make that decision. Are you following what I'm saying? And be committed to that decision from wherever. God is going to see, when you say something, God is going to make you prove it. Are you following what I'm saying? And when he introduced himself to Abraham as this, now that you know I'm the El Shaddai. Okay, have Isaac. Then Abraham got Isaac. Then God came and said, give me Isaac. Then he got up and didn't commune with anyone that would be a distraction. And he took Isaac. Because sometimes the proof you don't really like the instruction is that you tell those who can discourage you. And you know. So he went. And when he was ready to slash his throat, but God now say, it's time to know me as over Jireh. In the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. You get what I'm saying? When you find him as El Shaddai, the things you are holding, many of them you die. Then you see Jireh in the mount of the Lord shall be seen. Look at it. And Abraham called him up the place where Jehovah Jireh. Why? It was a sacrifice. God asked for Isaac, but he wanted to kill Isaac, and God said, "Don't bother. I have provided for myself here." And then God showed him. Then he said, how come I didn't see it? In the mount of Moriah, when your obedience is full, then it will be seen. It's Jireh. And once you encounter him as Jireh, it means you are set up to keep seeing rams in the ticket. Yes. What everybody is not seeing, you will see it. You just get to a place. See, when this begins to happen, don't feel you are smart. Stop it. Once you start equating spiritual things to your brain, it stops. It stops. Are you following what I'm saying here? So many people are at the point of El Shaddai. God is a multi-person. He can. They've not seen it. Because that revelation must make Isaac die. Do you understand? See, when you hear these things, don't conclude in your heart that God is a killer of joy. No. The reason he's doing what he's doing, because he wants you preserved. So he will not want to leave you with anything that becomes your God. The proof that it is not is the willingness to let go. He's not a God that will give you another God. So when he sees, listen to this, the moment he sees that you have willingness to let go because of trust, then he knows you can wield it. Then he opens the floor. Psh! You can check back at how many children Abraham had before he died. Several children. He opened the flood and they were not cursed. He had several children. After that, several. And now they were not cursed. So the problem was not childlessness. You didn't lack the capacity to give birth to a child. You just must give birth to the child through Sarah. And for those who are married, I can give you a tip. As long as you keep encountering God in the mountain and leaving Sarah in the valley, Sarah will derail you. You are the one who heard what God said, not Sarah. So Sarah can say, go to my handmaid, because he didn't hear God. If Sarah actually heard, she will not tell you that. So Sarahs are not bad. You didn't drag them to God's presence. They are not bad. You didn't drag Sarah to God's presence. Don't go alone. Have communion. Have prayer time. Where you say, this is what God is saying. This is what God is saying. Are you following what I'm saying? Some men perceive their wife as stingy because you didn't tell them what God says. So, see, God wants to open the floodgate. But the question is, can I trust you? Listen, don't get me wrong. It's not just going to be automatic that once. No. It will begin to show you the ram caught in the ticket. Do this. Invest here. Are you following what I'm saying? Even if a place was supposed to be cursed, once you turn with God, becomes blessed. That's it. You will not be a Jonah they have to throw out of the ship for the investment to work. No. Except if God didn't authorize it, because that's also another part. Yeah, because it doesn't. If God didn't send you there, it doesn't matter how good it is. Once you step in, it will crash. Do you understand? So when you see that anytime you enter investment, it crash. It's not bad luck. It is that there is a prosperity that must come by God's wisdom. And this is what we are trying to replace. Others will cry because you entered. They will cry. You are the Jonah. They should not have accepted you. But they didn't know. And that's why those people are even running business and charity. Even charity. Charity. You don't just give to people because you are kind though. You must know God is saying so. Because there are people God wants to learn lesson and you are God. You are obstructing and then say, oh, he rewards what he instructs. Yes. Are you following me? Hi. There is a pool of abundance. Listen, God told me, even before coming out, he said, there's nothing I'm doing with influence. There's nothing I'm doing with wealth. Can I trust my church? Can I trust my children? Can I trust them? Can I trust them? If you are not faithful in unrighteous mammon, how shall weighty things be committed? Can he trust you? Listen. There are petty instructions. He's giving you. You take bold. The money is 1,000, give him 2,000. That's an instruction. It's checking you out. Every time God gives you instruction, he's checking you. And when you disobey those, you call them small instruction, then you think he will give you the big ones. No. See, serious instructions are a sign you got some things right. So now, if you now get it and now say no, you disappoint God. Do you get what I'm saying? Lift your hands and say, Father, help my heart to trust you. Can I make you pray that for a minute? Help my heart. Oh Jesus, help me to trust you. Help me to trust you. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to sing this song, Jireh, You're Enough. And let the reality... See, this is church. So don't be trapped. Is that okay? Don't be trapped by trying to... No, no. If you feel you need to sit, you need to lie down, you need to just take the posture and then just... All right? Can we sing this song?
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You will cross the ocean so I wouldn't drown. You've never been closer than you are right now. You are Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. And I will be, and I will be content, even if it's in every circumstance. Cause I know that Jireh, you are enough. Enough, you are already enough, yeah, forever enough, more than enough, you are always enough. If he dresses the lilies in beauty and splendor, how much more will he clothe you? How much more will he clothe you? If he watches over every sparrow, how much more does he love you? How much more does he love you? If he dresses the lilies in beauty and splendor, how much more does he love you?
Amen. Please stand to your feet, everyone. Can I make a request? I beg you, in the name that is above all names, receive these teachings as God giving you a template, not just for 2023, but to walk through life. Let me say this to you. We are here where we are individually, not just by the amount of obedience we've given to God's instruction, but also by the amount of disobedience. Because many things should have opened several times, but the girl just will not trust God. And many people, yet you may have a testimony even when a cycle is oscillating again. But it does not change the fact that what is happening now was for 5 years before. Are you following what I'm saying here? And sometimes God shows up as the restorer to restore the years that the locusts and the canker have eaten. The one that were permitted to come because of disobedience. Don't leave. It will take the highest level of demonic affliction for you to leave this place and say, hey, this is scripture we are showing you. Have I taught any of my opinions here? You need to understand, though. I have burdens. And let me say this to you. For those of you who know your days of visitation, listen. You will climb. Do you get what I'm saying? Listen. Because there are principles that surround these things. It's struck by time. Are you following what I'm saying? From today, I want to be committed to this. Yes, Lord. I don't know why, but yes, Lord. I'm not going to argue with you. From today, I want you to be. Yes, Lord. All right. Why? If you are not committed to this, he's not obligated to this also. He will not show you this, but he's giving you an instruction. Obey him because you love him. Not because he's showing you some things. Do you get what I'm saying? And Father, I ask that your hand become strong upon your children. That no one under the sound of my voice will be strong enough to say no to you. You will help everyone. You will help everyone. And help our hearts to stay on you. That from today our focus and our trust will not be on our own advantages or our own strength, but that we will trust you. And our life will be about the kingdom and fruit, O Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.